It's time for the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by Compos, your home for fun in the great outdoors. And now your host, Craig Compo.
Hey, happy Saturday, Fairbanks. This is Craig Compo with the Compo Outdoor Show, and we are going to be talking snow machine stuff today. We've got a lot going on with the holidays coming up. We've got some seminars we're going to be doing at the shop. We've got some accessory specials for, you know, for the holidays, for that sled head in your life. Going to have some fun. Might even have a little fun in the second half of the show. I'm digging through my old archives and found some old parody songs that I wrote I'd forgotten about. People seem to like those. I'm going to get some calls to have them ready for Christmas gifts. So we're going to dust them off and bring them out of the closet, and I have fun with that stuff. I don't sing. I'll chase myself out of the shower, but I have my plumber Roger McGill, who's got a phenomenal voice. He does the parodies for me. I just write them. I have fun doing it. It's cheaper than therapy, like I tell people. But let's talk sleds a little bit. Want to let you know that we have coming up on next Thursday, the 15th of December, at Compos, is a Get Prepared Backcountry Safety Skills Seminar. It's free. Really good information. It's put on by the Alaska Safe Riders. We're going to have professional riders there. We're going to have, they're going to talk a lot about exploring Alaska, you know, proper planning, preparation, understanding the weather, which is critical, especially in northern climates like Fairbanks. Yeah, understanding the terrain, group dynamics for riding. Confronting wilderness challenges. They've done this before. It's really interesting. They put on some examples of different challenges that you may not even expect or know. That could be anything from overflow to wind to, you know, sugar snow. Survival and rescue equipment information, you know, what to carry. Wildlife and environmental respect, proper emergency reactions. They're going to have like search and rescue victim protocol, all kinds of really good information. And this is from the Alaska Department of Public Safety has helped sponsor this. But it's put on by Alaska Safe Riders, and it's a really, really good program, and it's free. So there's nobody that goes there that doesn't learn something. Even if you think you're all prepared for the outdoors, you can always learn something. So that is going to be next Thursday at Compos from 7 to 8:30. We are going to try, before that, maybe at 6, we might try, well, no, and we've got the Midnight Sun 600 snow machine race from the late 60s, the race that Time Magazine called the toughest, crudest snow machine race in the world. I wrote a script for it. It was put out by the University of Alaska, just the footage, but I wrote a script and put some announcer, you know, some voiceover behind it, and it's really interesting. If you want to see a brutal race, you're talking 60, 70 below zero from Anchorage to Fairbanks. They closed the road, let these old sleds run. Of course, this was before the days of Gore-Tex and real, you know, helmets, and just a lot of experimenting going on back there. And people would, you know, wind up going to the hospital from frostbite. There are a lot of them that made it to Fairbanks from Coolis Air Force Base down in Anchorage. So we're going to try and play that, you know, maybe at 6 o'clock. So pencil in your phone or put it in your iPhone and put Thursday, December 15th at Compos. We're going to have some hors d'oeuvres and grub, and then we'll try and run the Midnight Sun 600 race. And then we'll follow it up with safety, which is going to be quite the opposite of what was going on back in the 19, late 60s. Some of the footage is just incredible. You see these old Olympics and, you know, the old bubble hoods with the gas tank in the front, and here these guys are pouring fuel, is flowing over the side of the cowling. They're smoking cigarettes. It's 40 below or 50 below. I think it was 72 below at Tok. We had some of the racers there. I'm going to try and get some of them there. John Binkley was there. Bill Larry participated. Johnny Martin was involved. Just a lot of old-time Fairbanks guys that are still kicking. So pencil in that Thursday night, December 15th, in your calendar, and we're going to have some fun. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about accessories in the first part of the show. You know, we sell an awful lot of accessories. We sell the Ski-Doo brand line. they really have been innovative. I got to hand it to their P&A, or they pack, they call it the pack department. That's parts, accessories, and clothing over the last years. They have come up with some just outstanding accessories and really functional stuff. You know, I remember for years we used to complain every time we went back to the factory meeting, can you put a real windshield on these things, you know, because their idea of a high windshield hit you about between the Adam's apple and the chin is where the wind would hit you, which is not always pleasant in northern climates like ours. And enough hounding, they finally came out with some nice windshields, and all the machines now, you a lot of this, like there are popular machines like our wide tracks and super wide tracks and tundras, they come with a, you know, with the extra high windshield. And that's important because I don't care how well you dress, you know, if you're getting hit in the face with 40 degree, do the math, 40 or 50 miles an hour, 30, 40 below. I mean, it's horrific. So they've come out with some really good windshields finally. And what's nice on these machines, the way they attach them, most of the time, if you tumble the machine, they pop out and you can pop them back in and keep going. So it's really helped. But there's a lot of, I brought the Ski-Doo accessory catalog just for my reference, just so I can flip through and remind myself some of the cool stuff. One of the items that we used to sell a lot of, maybe say, 5 to 10 years ago, are these fuel caddies. They attach to the machine with their patented link system, which is a system that you don't need any tools. It's a custom shaped little 3.5 gallon fuel tank, extra fuel that you just, it's got little receivers. You can do it with your gloves on, attach and detach these fuel systems. We sold hundreds of those things. People would go to the mountains and they'd want to carry an extra 3 gallons so they don't have to, you know, turn around, go back and get fuel. And then something amazing happened. You know, they came out with these 4-stroke engines. A lot of the people that ride those, the new 4-strokes, the 600 Ski-Doo Ace and the 900 Ace, the mileage is just insane compared to what it used to be. For example, like the old 550 wide track carbureted model, which was really popular when gas was $1.50 a gallon. But, you'd get maybe 7 or 8 miles to the gallon, and that's without pulling a heavy sled. So you could be in the 5 to 6 miles per gallon range. You got a 10-gallon tank, that's 50 or 60 miles on a tank. We're seeing 200 miles on a tank with some of these new 4-strokes, close to 200 miles. You're getting 20 to 30 miles to the gallon on some of the sleds, not on the wide tracks as much as some of the traditional 4-stroke trail sleds like, you know, Renegades and MXZs. But you're still going to see in the 20-mile to the gallon range unless you're doing something crazy with these 4-strokes. So the need for these little fuel caddies has basically vanished. Our sales on those tanks have fallen probably 85%. Just because of the fuel economy. It's good for everybody because obviously it's kind of like paying $1.80 a gallon again, instead of if you're getting double or triple the mileage, it's the equivalent of cutting your fuel cost by 2/3. So that's kind of nice with the new 4-strokes. They're really popular. They're, you know, really torquey, good low end, and just amazing long-term engine life. I've got Roger Huntington was just in the other day. He runs a Bible camp between Rampart and Nenana, and I'm sorry, between Ruby and Nenana, and he's got a Bible camp there on the river, and he's got utility sleds, and he teaches kids how to trap and all kinds of stuff. But he's got a few of sleds he's got from us. One of them he's got the 600 Ace motor, and the motor just finally went down on him, and he brought it in, and we had a good used short block, and made him a deal on it, and got him going again. But I asked him when he brought it in, I said, so how many miles do you have on that motor? He goes, I just hit 30,000. And he was really happy. You know, usually somebody blows a motor up, they're kind of upset or whatever. He was just, he couldn't believe it. You know, he had almost no problems with that machine. Just had a really good experience with it. Very little money put into it. And of course, a great fuel economy. We hear that all the time from the villages. We're getting calls now because we're sold out for the whole year. We get calls that people will say, what have you got in stock with that Ace 4-stroke Ski-Doo motor? And, you know, right now we're pretty much sold out of everything. But they don't even care so much what chassis it's in. They really want that motor. So there's some real advantages to those motors. I was always a 2-stroke guy, but I've kind of, for what I do a lot of freight hauling into my cabin on the Good Pasture River and haul fuel up to my hunting camp. And it's just so nice, you know, burn about 5 gallons of fuel to go 75 miles up the river and haul, you know, 100 and some gallons of fuel. You know, it costs you at least 50 or 60 gallons of fuel to do that in a boat, you know, because you're loaded heavy and you got to run the RPM a little higher. So there's some pretty exciting times. I'm real excited to see what Skidoo comes out with for 2024. We're going to know in February, the third week of February. Then we'll be back in Houston, Kyle and I, for the Skidoo dealer meeting. They'll unveil what's new. They have said they're coming out with some new stuff. Don't know what it is. Could be anything from electric snow machines to who knows what they're coming out with. But not that that would affect us too much. Those are more fair weather sleds, I guess. Anything electric, you know, your battery life is so limited, you're not going to go trapping it live and good with an electric snow machine. That being said, they're always innovating. You know, the thing I like about Ski-Doo is they are always pushing the envelope. It's why they own the market right now. They're a dominant player. They've got a huge market share out of 4 manufacturers. So they're doing something right. And that's kind of what it takes in this industry. If you sit back a little bit, you know, you're in the snow dust. You are really in the snow dust. So, some other stuff that Skidoo's got, you know, they've got, of course, avalanche safety stuff like shovels and with a saw handle in it. Those are always nice to carry. You never know. You get stuck all by yourself. There's nothing like having a shovel to, you know, get some snow away from the sled and put in the right spot. And there's, you know, you get caught up in some willows and stuff. Having the saw handy is really nice. So those are nice. All kinds of cargo boxes, cargo bags, backpacks. You know, you always want to have extra stuff when you're traveling in Alaska. You can't have too much safety equipment. So these cargo boxes, like they make one that's 35-gallon box. It's a big square box, fits on the back of the wide tracks and super wides. It's called the Link cargo box. And it attaches with those quick connectors I was talking about. But what's really cool is it has recessed built-in areas for a hatchet, a saw, and a bunch of other accessories built, molded into the side of it. So it's got bungees, these little straps that you know, you put your hatchet in, and then you don't have a hatchet banging around or you don't have to find another place for it. It's just secured in there. It's not going to come loose and fall out. You can put these link fittings, which are the quick attachment fittings, on top of this box and go even higher. You could add a fuel tank or another cargo bag or something else up there. They make really cool setup for that. And you know, when Skidoo came out with this link system, it just was a game changer. You used to have to get your tools out to take your gas can off and on, or take your bags on and off. Now it's just everything you can do with gloves on. You don't have to take your gloves off to get the straps and things like that. So what they came up with, which I think is really cool, because the competition didn't have this, but you know, you go riding with a guy with another brand machine and he sees this stuff and he goes, man, that would be nice to have on my sled. Well, you can do that. Skidoo came out with what they call a link adapter plate, and it attaches to a traditional tunnel on a snow machine, and it's got the quick connect receivers on it. And then you can put these fittings on items. You can take any of the Skidoo accessories and put them on your Arctic-Cat or your Polaris or Yamaha, whatever. So it really is kind of innovative. They're looking to grow that market. It's such a convenient item, such a brilliant design. Now they've got it, so you can fit it on older machines. You can fit it on, you know, your four-wheeler. You can fit it on, you know, a lot of different applications, side-by-side. There's just a lot of neat applications. So that's something that I really like, that they've come out with that link adapter plate. We have them in stock. I think they're around $120, somewhere around there. I'd have to check. But just a great idea if you've got a guy that's got a snow machine that, even if it isn't a Skidoo, what a great Christmas gift. You know, get them a link adapter plate. That way they can go buy the more expensive accessories that you don't have to buy. You buy them the plate and let them load it up with whatever they want to put on it. The big cargo boxes and you know, they make chainsaw holders, like I said, and all kinds of, you know, snowboard holders, all kinds of fun stuff for your snow machine. Some of the other stuff that we've got, they make Ski-Doo makes what they call a link sleigh. It's a cargo sled that's all enclosed with a lid. It's got dividers in it. You can put link fittings on top of it. It's got a really nice heavy-duty hitch. So, you know, the problem with a lot of cargo sleds is, you know, they get wet. Things get wet and they really, they get full of snow. You don't want to do that. So you want to be able to do that. But we'll talk more about that after the break. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back to talk more Ski-Doo. We'll be right back.
The Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compos. Bob Compos Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed. Compos' passion for getting you outdoors and away from the rat race, and their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Sr. used to say. And that's, treat people right, and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly, and they'll tell a few dozen. Compos, on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is, yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, a look at Alaska's budding new industry, brought to you by Good Titrations, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. Then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. And don't miss Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30, talking everything food and fun in Fairbanks. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
All right, Fairbanks, welcome back. We are the Compo Outdoor Show. I'm Craig Compo. We run the Skidoo dealership in Fairbanks and the Can-Am and SJX boats and Sea Arc and a few other things. We've been around for a long time. My grandpa started the business in the 1940s, mid-40s, so we've been around since Harry Truman was president, like Leonard said on the radio there. We're just talking about Skidoo accessories, and even if you don't have a Skidoo, these adapter plates, it'll fit on anything. They're really slick. You can get them at Compos. Those are some of the cool stuff we have. Some of the other options they have are, they've got different cargo racks. Everybody's got a different idea what they want to put in their cargo rack on the back of the machine. So they've got these quick connect cargo racks now. You can take them on or put them off. You can replace the passenger seat with a cargo rack. Really makes it versatile. You know, if one day you're going to take, your Aunt Edna out for a snow machine ride, well, she doesn't want to sit in a cargo rack. I don't care how many pillows you put back there. You know, she wants some nice backrest, heated hand guards, wind guards for your hands. They make all that stuff. You know, they make heated seats now that are really nice. The passenger seats, you got heated seats. You can convert a single seat machine to a two-up with a quick connect seat. They make ice auger holders, chainsaw holders. One of the most popular things we sell are gun boots and the rifle scabbards, you know, the Kolpin rifle scabbards. So those are really nice because we got a lot of guys go caribou hunting, and you don't want to wear your gun on your back necessarily if you don't have to. It's not always convenient, but you want to have quick access to it. So there are a lot of really functional Alaskan-driven accessories. A lot of these came from comments from Alaskan and Canadian dealers. So that's good. There's also, when you get into, there's also other, there's backrests. If a machine doesn't have a backrest, you can get a quick connect backrest on it. There are all kinds of windshield. There's even telescopic windshields. So you can have a windshield that you can literally turn a little dial and slide it up and down depending on the time of year. In springtime riding, you kind of like having that cool air in your face. Not so much in February, you know. So there's those types of things that are really handy. There's hand guards for handlebars. And a lot of machines have them now, but if they don't, they're really nice. It not only keeps the willows from whipping your hands, it keeps the wind off your hands. And it's amazing how much more effective your hot grips are and thumb warmer when you've got the wind blockage. A good pair of gloves, and sometimes with the people wearing the gauntlets, the the handlebar muffs, and you can wear monkey face gloves under them at 40 below. You know, it's one of those things. You want to have an extra pair of good gloves, but it just makes it nice when you got some, when the wind isn't nipping your hands. Rear view mirror kits. The list goes on and on and on. We've got one of the number one sellers we've got for our sleds are these heavy duty wraparound bumpers. You know, you probably don't need them in Michigan or on groomed trails, but you know, when you're out punching through willows or ptarmigan hunting or caribou hunting and you got to dive off the trail, you know, you want as much protection there as you can. So they've got full wraparound bumpers, not just heavy duty front bumpers. They'll wrap around the side of the machine. Skid pans, you know, for going on the bottom of the machine to keep a stick from poking a hole through your belly pan. Just extra protection there. You just can't have too much impact protection in Alaska on a snow machine. Their hitch kits are really handy. You can get your choice of a J-hook, like a pintle hitch, like you're familiar with a J-hook, or a flapper hitch. Those are both really popular. Depends on what kind of sled you got. We just had some adapter plates built. So if you and you can carry one of those in your toolkit. Let's say you've got a J-hook type hitch, and your buddy's Arctic Cat breaks down. Sorry, Colby. Or you got to pull his sled back. Well, maybe he has a flapper type sled. So we've got a little flat adapter plate we had custom made. It's got the J-hook, slotted J-hook hole on one side, and then the little tiny quick pin for the flapper hitch on the other side. Nice item to have, because you can always pull the caribou back or do something, you know, without, you know, with just switching a little plate. You don't have to unbolt a hitch or do anything like that. There's all kinds of tunnel reinforcements for the guys that are really pounding them hard in the bumps. That's mostly for, you know, the more performance sleds. There's a lot. There's shock upgrades. Another thing that we sell an awful lot of are these pre-filter kits, and they are really fine pre-filters that go on the intake, air intake sections of the hood, so that you can keep the, or, you know, a snow machine in our dry snow is like a vacuum cleaner. I mean, it's the air intake is pulling it in, and you've got to keep the fine particles of snow out. Not a hard job to do when you're dealing with wet, heavy snow. It's our sugar snow, our really dry, there's no moisture in it. And you want to keep that snow out of the air box, out of the intake, because that causes problems. So they make these pre-filter kits. So if you're into deep powder, cold weather riding off in the snow, they make these custom filter kits that pop right into the slots where the air intake is. So that's really nice. All kinds of other, you know, they make different electronics. They've really come a long way with LED lights. They're just amazing now. You can't believe how bright they are. LED lights. They've got USB power outlet kits, so you can have a USB kit right off your snow machine for charging your different accessories and phones and whatever. 12-volt power outlet replacement kits. Heated visor kits. There's just no end to it. The book, it just goes on and on. But you can look at all these accessories on our website. You can go to compos.com. You can take a look at some of these accessories. What's really cool is, of course, you can order them online through Ski-Doo, but the little clause in there says free freight is not included to Alaska. So we sell for the same price as they're listed for in the catalog, and then we absorb the freight, so there's no freight cost to you, which is really a big deal. Some of these things, like these cargo boxes, you know, they make the really big ones are $400 and $500. It probably costs you at least half of that to get that thing here if you had to ship it. They're big, they're bulky, they cube them. So it's just nice to go to the catalog, and you'll be able to just pay the same price and not worry about the freight. And we have a lot of that stuff in stock. Usually after the holidays, we start running out of stuff. But anyway, we have that, so come on down and do some shopping at Compos. Have some fun. Well, we're going to have a little fun. I don't know if this will work or not, but I've been getting a lot of requests to bring some of my crazy parody music back. I write these parody songs. We're going to play one that's kind of timely. If you saw in the news recently, the University of Alaska has got a $500,000 grant to resurrect the bus from the Healy bus, where the guy passed away in the bus, Chris McCandless, and a lot of Alaskans kind of chuckle at that, just because it was, well, the guy was an idiot, to put it bluntly. But I wrote a song kind of tells that story. You'll see, we have time to play it here. It's called Permafrost for Brains. I don't know how it's going to go. It's sung by Roger McGill. Let's see if it works. Let's give it a shot here.
I want to tell you all a story about a hypocrite that took his life. Thumbed his way up to Alaska just to take a little walk into the wild. Now Mr. Penny made a movie, the subject of which I'd have to say was more than just a bit confused. It seems that he had permafrost for brains. Was April 92, he headed down to Healy, thumbed a ride. Wore flimsy rubber boots, took nothing but a 10-pound bag of rice. Guess he believed his mission was living off the land, I'd have to say. Well, I hope he found himself, 'cause hunters did one cold September day. He spent 100 days or more with nothing but a bussy poor friend. He'd write stuff in a diary that folks like you and I can't comprehend. And as his stomach rumbled, I think it was about day 68. He wrote down in his diary, I think I must have permafrost for brains. So here he was just sitting there inside that bus and pondering his fate. That twig and berry salad didn't hit the spot, and now it's getting late. He packed his bag, put on his boots, and thought that he might hoof it back to town. Then tried to cross the swollen Teklinika, and he damn near almost drowned. And then one day a moose came by, he aimed his gun and dropped it on its face. Then left it in the mud, the meat went bad, and yes, we call this wanton waste. And now this guy's a hero, Mr. Penn has tried to make him seem legit. But back here in Alaska, we all know that they're just liberal hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on, it really did. It happened just that way. The day he walked into the wild, after thumbing up from somewhere in the States.
All right, that was Roger McGill with Permafrost for Brains. I had to beep one word out of there to play it on the radio. But we have a lot of fun with that. I just have always enjoyed writing these parody songs. And like I said, I can't sing, so that's Roger McGill singing my songs. I've got about 4 CDs. You can go to AlaskanSongs.com. That's Alaskan with an N. I think 99 cents a piece. You can buy any of the songs on there. There's probably 40 of them. I'm putting some CDs together for the holidays, probably after this weekend. You'll be able to pick those up and have some fun with those. They're all kind of parodies about Alaskans, usually poking fun at people. A lot of them are political. Go figure. But we have a lot of fun with that. So it's just one of those things I really enjoy. Done a lot of them about fish and game issues and Average Fairbanks Winter. There's Tony Knowles' song called 8-Year Nap. There's Papa Pilgrim. There's Old Wiley about Wiley Post. I had a lot of fun with that. So thanks for humoring me. I just thought the Permafrost for Brains was well-timed. So anyway, this has been the Compo Outdoor Show. I'm your host, Craig Compo. Thanks for joining. See you again next Saturday. Enjoy the holiday season and stay safe out there.
You have been listening to the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio, streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on the Compos Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.